Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze coming in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia warns of imminent Iran-backed attacks after Houthi strike injures civilians. That's from Ynet, reported 5 hours ago. Also, the Air Force plans to part with its helicopter fleet due to financial constraints. This is from Mariv, earlier this hour. Also this hour, a father accuses Minister Miri Regev of his daughter's death during a heated exchange in Jerusalem's Mahane Yehuda market, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, Israeli Foreign Minister Saar accuses Turkey of hypocrisy over its stance on Syria. JNS reported this an hour ago. And finally, a bomb hidden in a minibus kills 2 and injures 13 in a suburb of Damascus. I-24 News brought us this story 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel reported just over half an hour ago that Saudi Arabia expects imminent attacks from both the north and south. Dan Bermawi shared concerns about how fraudulent activities impact trust in welfare systems, posting earlier today. Al Arabiya English relayed a retired U.S. Navy captain's call for aggressive military action to pressure Iran, posting just moments ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Saudi Arabia. In earlier reporting from Ynet, Saudi Arabia is on high alert following a Houthi strike that injured civilians. Riyadh warns that Iran-backed groups might coordinate further attacks. This escalation threatens regional stability and puts civilian lives at risk. Turning to the IDF's operational challenges, Mardiv reports that the Air Force faces limitations due to financial constraints. With no approval for payments, the helicopter fleet may be grounded. This impacts Israel's ability to respond swiftly across multiple arenas, including Iran and Lebanon. Meanwhile, a heated confrontation unfolded at Mahane Yehuda market. Israel Hayom describes how Nissim Luke confronted Minister Miri Regev, blaming her for his daughter's murder. This incident highlights the political tensions and personal grievances that continue to simmer across the country. In a related development, JNS highlights Israeli Foreign Minister Saar's criticism of Turkey. He accused Ankara of occupying Syrian land while condemning Israel's security measures. This underscores the complex diplomatic stances in the region and ongoing security concerns. Finally, the tragic bombing in Damascus. I-24 News reports that the attack in a minibus resulted in fatal casualties and many injuries. This incident is a grim reminder of Syria's ongoing conflict and the persistent threat to civilian safety. On the economic front, first, Ireland's new government jet might face operational limits due to the absence of an Israeli landing system. Key Tech reported this development 60 hours ago, noting Dublin's policy on procurement agreements with Israeli firms. Separately, Israeli company QuantiHealth secures $45 million for its clinical trial simulation technology. This funding, shared by Globes 65 hours ago, will help life sciences enterprises improve trial design. And finally, a court case in Jerusalem exposes a man's attempt to evade alimony by pretending to be a yeshiva student. Walla Business highlighted this deception 65 hours ago, shedding light on the legal and financial repercussions of such acts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.